outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Obnoxious Office Holiday Party Goer.
Mr. Obnoxious Office Holiday Party Goer.
Sure, Jessica from accounting looks hot, but do you really think she's going to give you the time of day just because you've had a few and just happen to be wearing a Santa hat?
Say ho, 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 you ho.
Do you really think, Mr. Obnoxious Office Holiday Party Goer, that everyone in shipping and receiving wants you to photocopy parts of yourself?
Your butt's like the shroud of Turin.
Is that a mistletoe belt buckle?
And that's never been funny, yeah.
So this holiday season, go easy on the eggnog and steer clear of the guy who's most likely to start the new year with a new job. Mr. Obnoxious Office Holiday Party Goer, a real American hero.
Mr. Obnoxious Office Holiday Party Goer.
Nice job, idiot. That was the boss's daughter.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, November 30th.
Woo-hoo!
I'm reading this. It's in front of me, and I still can't say it. It's Friggin' Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Friggin' Tuesday.
We're back in the studio live.
Work it out.
After 3 days, thanks to Kira. Give us an extra day of time off yesterday.
Had to go do a show and had to pay some bills.
Uh-huh. So that's cool. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really good. I feel good. I feel refreshed. I feel like I had a pretty good weekend and... It feels pretty outside, and it's been cold, though. I mean, it's L.A.
It's very cold, huh? Last night was in the 30s.
I don't think I own a coat.
Yeah?
When you start trying to find, like, little throw-on, like, little open-button sweaters with a, you know, the cute stuff you wear that's kind of layering clothing, and you call that your, you know, outerwear.
Right.
You're up a creek.
Yeah.
Because it's cold,
pretty
man.
Cold,
it's
huh?
freaking cold.
Yeah. And we're not accustomed to that. You know, I mean, here, you know, it gets to the 50s, 40s, and we fucking scream.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. While the Midwest is full of storms and snow.
Yeah, but that's why we don't live there.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to our peeps in the Midwest.
Yeah, but it's still. It's not livable conditions there. I don't know why people live there. But,
So I told you, I've been cat sitting. Have I told you this?
Yeah, where you didn't feed the cats.
Well, then this is what I think. If I don't show up one day, I'll show up the next day and I'll triple up on the food.
Uh-huh.
It's not working, though, because the other night I was like, damn, I got to go feed these cats. It's like, you know, I don't mind doing these things. I actually offered. She's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. But when you really think about the execution of the task that you volunteered to do,
right?
You're like, wait a minute. I don't live near her.
Mm-hmm.
And all my stuff's at my house, so I have to make these trips.
Wow!
And it's not that big of a deal, but it's been a busy week. You know,
right.
I've had rehearsals, I've been doing all this stuff, and I'm like, the cats really aren't on my priority list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I forgot them again.
Yeah.
And then I tried showing up one night in the bitter cold, like around 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go feed these damn cats. I get there and forgot the keys.
Really? Now, why did you commit to this thing? I mean,
you know, a friend went out of town. It's a good girlfriend of mine. Why wouldn't I say yes? And, you know, I mean, I just didn't think
because
it through.
Because it's out of the way, like you said, you know? I mean, what the hell? You should have told me you're going to do this.
Sorry, hold on, I'm
going to
blow it again.
She needs to blow her nose. Okay, so we turn off the mic so it doesn't sound gross.
people blowing their nose doesn't gross me out. Other stuff does, but I think
it does gross me out.
A lot of people, I think, blowing noses grosses people out.
Yeah. It does. Because you can hear it, you know? You can hear
you're
the sound.
You're thinking of like,
yeah.
You're thinking of like, you know,
hear
snot
all
volcano.
All the snot in there, yeah.
It's like bubble, bubble, bubble.
Bubbling up, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. So I usually don't do that in front of people.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff in front of people.
I go to the bathroom or something, yeah. So
we had a show last night. I did this show where I sang backup for a band called Standing Shadows. They're pretty good, actually. You guys should check them out on MySpace or Facebook. And I sang some backup vocals and some opera stuff, and they did a great job. And I got, you know, I'm not really a backup kind of singer. I'm more of like, look at me, look at me. And did I mention look at me? That's the kind of style I am.
Yeah, exactly. You're not backup material.
I'm really not, but I tried
to be center stage.
Yeah, I tried to tone it down though, because this is like, you know, I've got it's a job. Like, he's recording, which is a lot of money. He's doing my stuff, and this is, you know, I got to look at it like show up, do my job. So, but I did wear a pretty crazy outfit, you know, and I had these like fishnet type pantyhose on.
Like you did the other night?
Yeah. I had something like this. Yeah. Well, like they're kind of busted. These pantyhose have kind of like they're on their last leg. And I got there and like there were so many holes in these fishnets.
Oh, wow.
It kind of looks rockery a bit, but it kind of looks a little trashy.
Yeah, it does look trashy.
So I took a black Sharpie and I went and drew diamonds. See Sam's face right now. It's pretty. I took a black Sharpie, and let's talk about not seeing people. All these people in different bands are walking by. I'm in the dressing room. I'm like, I have the other backup singer. She's drawing diamonds on my thighs, right underneath my butt.
So
and
it
stuff.
Matches the stocking.
From the stage, can't tell a thing. But today I woke up. I was like, what? I have patches of. Oh, okay. Like these weird patches. I hope it comes off. It's a black Sharpie.
Yeah, I hope so.
That sure as hell. If I'm gonna get a tattoo.
Otherwise, you'll have a tattoo.
If I'm gonna get a tattoo, it's not gonna be like odd diamonds.
To complete the shape of the stocking.
Yeah, basically. Basically.
That's funny.
So are you recovering from Turkey?
I never had to recover. Like I said, I didn't stuff myself and didn't stuff my face. And so I wasn't bloated or anything. You know, it was good.
Did you guys get that Sam was not bloated in case
you're
worried?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm bloated.
Are you really?
I'm on my period.
Still?
Thank you guys. Sorry.
Oh, really? We need to know that.
I feel like everybody does. It's this very weird thing when it happens. I feel like it's
you
this
have
weird.
To announce it to the world.
It feels like it's this like outrageous, miraculous kind of. I can't believe this is happening to me right now. I'm sitting in front of you under the microphone. And you don't understand what's going on in my body right now.
No,
so
I guess
I
don't.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better if I don't.
I know. Women aren't supposed to talk about any of that stuff.
Keep me clueless. That's better.
Keep me clueless.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no. So, Sam, you're not bloated. I am. But anyway, is your fridge still stuffed with food?
A little bit, yeah. But I don't like leftovers, you know?
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to get me to eat leftovers. So, you know, after we eat this,
you get a little
hungry,
you'll want
people.
Some leftovers.
What?
What's that mean?
I
said if you like were hungry, you'd want leftovers. Just heat them up, or you can even put them in the oven.
Else.
It gives it a fresher kind of, you know, artificial fresh taste.
I know, but we finished all the good stuff. All the the stuffing was gone, and you know, the yams and that.
Ours, we had so much food, and it's like almost gone.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like those freaking roommates, man. They got up on that turkey quick. I was like, and we had like a whole bunch of different kinds of turkey.
Right.
We had like smoked turkey from my friend's house, and it was gone.
Really?
I'm like, hello?
Smoked turkey, huh?
Yeah, have you ever had it?
How do you make that?
You smoke it?
You actually smoke the shit out of it.
Smoke the shit out of it. I'm going to smoke that turkey up right good. Yeah. It's a southern thing, too. But yeah, smoked turkey, like in a barbecue pit.
Yeah.
Have you deep fried turkey ever?
Deep fried turkey? No, never try that.
Deep fried turkey's good.
Where can you fit such a big thing in a
fryer?
Well,
I mean, you could go buy it. I don't have a fake. Not just a fryer. It's like a certain kind of fryer. But basically, it's like a... It's kind of like a confit where it's like baked in fat, basically. But this isn't baked. It's, you know, fried.
So it's like fried chicken.
It's not fried. It's so much on the outside. It's more about infusing it with moisture and like, you know, juices.
Oh, well, I thought you said fried. So that's
well, you fry it, but it's more to just lock in the, you know, it locks in the juice. It's not like you've got a flour crisp on it as much.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just what I learned what confit means. You know that? C-O-N-F-I-T. You know that?
No.
It's like, you know, turkey confit or, you know, foie gras or whatever. I don't know. It's like this new restaurant I'm working at. It's where they basically, and you guys correct me. I'm sure, like, if our barbecue dude's listening right now. It's where basically they cook stuff in full fat, but it's like a certain kind of fat, a certain kind of lard or oil or something, I think. Right. Basically, it's artery clogging, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds like it would taste awesome.
Yeah, but I think the whole concept is just to keep infusing juices and flavors.
I see. You know? Okay. I'll keep infusing.
Keep that infusion going.
Yeah.
Keep the infusion going.
Yeah. So did you hear about this student who shot, well, he was shooting in the school. He didn't really hurt anybody, but it was in Wisconsin. And, yeah, he had 24 hostages, students, and a teacher, and like in a small town in Wisconsin. And then when the police raided, he turned the gun on himself, but he didn't kill himself. He's just injured pretty bad. But, you know, it's like...
How did he miss?
I don't know.
I mean, not that I wanted him to die, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a real bad way to, you know what I mean? It's kind of like if you're going to go big or go home, it's like if you're going to take it that out, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to, like, open fire and then you're going to shoot yourself, make sure you're done.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was
well,
wrong.
Well, they're not saying where he was shot, so who knows, you know. But all the hostages were unarmed. He's 15 years old.
How does that work?
A sophomore.
How does a 15-year-old...
get a gun?
Not just get a gun. It's like, how do they get to a place where they're like, yeah, I think I'll go shoot people today?
Probably bullied.
You think know? So? That's my first instinct to just go. Was he somebody
else? Yeah, either that or, you know, they're disturbed. Who knows? You
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
There's a lot of kids that are bullied that don't open fire, though.
Yeah. I know. But it's pretty scary, you know, when you send your kids to school and you don't know what's going to happen and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
I remember a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this. It might have happened before you moved here. But this guy raided a Jewish camp, like summer camp.
Uh-huh.
And like the JCC. And he walked in with a gun, with a machine gun, and started shooting. And this is a place where my kids went. But that day they were with us. We had taken a vacation that day. So... they were not there, but a few of their friends were hurt because of this.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, so you can imagine how scary that is. When you send your kids to school, you don't know if they'll be okay. And school's supposed to be safe, you know. But these kids, man, they're going crazy.
And your kids would have been there that day?
Yeah, they would have been there.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It is. And like I said, a couple of their friends did get hurt. And
did he kill anybody?
No. No, nobody died. But this was a hate crime, you know, and he just walked in there. And, you know, so obviously since then they've put security, more security there. And, yeah, Jewish places are very easy targets sometimes, you know. Everybody, it's like in fashion to hate Jews, you know. So people do that and they don't feel guilty. But it's pretty sad news.
Well, there's also been a lot of situations where there've been non-Jewish, like
of course, of yeah. course,
like,
yeah.
Like I remember, where was that Chinese? Was it there was like a nursery or something, and a man came in. And he had like a gun or a knife, and he attacked the teacher and went after some of the kids. And it was just it's kind of
was
the
it
same.
A hate crime too?
No, it's called psychotic. He's just like a psycho guy.
Mm.
Yeah, went after all these kids and. Just so weird. I'm like, you know, I don't know. The mind of, I don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're ever going to really understand. They've done a lot of research and they've said that there tends to be frontal lobe damage to people that are serial killers.
Mm.
Like that's a trend they see.
Yeah.
Like the frontal lobe is not either fully developed or there's some kind of damage or something like that.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if that totally explains it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Who knows, man? That stuff
yeah,
is...
I don't know if it explains it, but I'll accept that.
You'll accept it, well.
Because I can't refute it.
You're like,
so.
Yeah, frontal lobe damage? Okay, let's go with it. They got frontal lobe damage. Wow.
Yeah. So, and then there's in the news that WikiLeaks thing. Have you been following that?
No.
There's this website that spilled the beans on some of the... they released some secret government documents a few months ago. And that caused some raucous and shit, as you might imagine. And
ruckus.
Then, and what?
It's ruckus, not raucous.
What did I say?
It caused some raucous. It's ruckus.
Ruckus, that's right.
There you
R-U,
go.
That's right. Okay. So.
It's just funny. I had to point it out.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You're welcome. It caused some raucous.
I'm going to look stupid anyways.
we all look stupid. It's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know why I thought it's R-A-U. But at any rate.
Anyway.
Yeah. So now they've released some documents again, and this time they're pretty serious shit. I mean, it exposes a lot of what the government has been communicating with other countries, with our allies, and so forth, and it's making everybody look stupid. And so, you know, I mean, obviously they're trying to sue this guy and get him in trouble and shit, but so far nothing's happened, you know. Mm. This guy keeps on, and, you know, so obviously, I mean, he had to get the information from somewhere, and they're saying that there was, you know, there was a person that downloaded all the information and gave it to him. So go figure how they got to that information. This is pretty classified shit, you know.
I mean, do we know if it's true completely? I mean.
Yeah, it is true because everybody's nervous about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, when you get into certain classified situations with government intel and things like that, it's like, how much should we know? I mean, I think I definitely want to know if there's scandals, if there's things that our government's doing that's wrong. I don't want to be in the dark. But I also think there's a lot of things out of context, and there's a lot of stuff that the public should not know because it's part of a bigger plan. And if, you know what I mean? Like, it's right. Almost like you don't let your enemies know if you're, you know, what your plans of defense are, things like that.
Right.
And I think that, with globalization and the internet and all that stuff, it's like even our government, you know, we have speeches, and it's like we don't just hear the speeches. The whole world hears the speeches. You know what I mean? And every tactic we do, if we talk about it publicly, it's not just us hearing it. It's the whole world. And it's like I'm curious as to, you know, it's.
I mean, there's documents about Iran and, you know, and you know, and concerns that the U.S. and its allies have. And I would imagine this would cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But that's the internet for you, you see? I mean, nothing's sacred, man.
I know. I feel like my life is just, it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, ah, somebody can just grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can just take it.
Someone take it.
I don't want you to. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have so much stuff sent to my inbox, mm-hmm. where I've signed up for running groups, where I've signed up for meetups, you know, meetups.com or all this stuff, and I'm like LinkedIn and all this stuff, and you're like, my shit's out there everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of like, I probably still have like dating profiles up like from 3 years ago. I don't even know. Yeah. Maybe I forgot to take them down. I don't know. You're just like, too much is out there.
There is.
And they start to do cross sharing of information. Mm-hmm. So if you sign into like, if I've signed into certain things, and Facebook will pop up and say, oh, you have X amount of friends that are into this. And I'm like, how are you in part of this conversation? I didn't invite you in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just kind of.
Did you see that people can add you to groups now without your permission?
The hell does that happen?
Yeah, people do.
What?
Yeah. And it just happened to me the other day. I'm like looking and I'm, you know, I get this notice that I'm part of this group that I never heard before. Luckily, I mean, you have to really look hard to find where you can unsubscribe. But, yeah, at first I thought, shit, I'm stuck in this, you know. So people can do that. So you have
it's
to
crazy.
Find some groups, yeah.
Well, I know a long time ago I clicked on something and it made me part of a group that I didn't want to be a part of, which is like Pizza Hut. But I'm like, yeah, Pizza Hut's okay with me. I don't have a problem with it. But
so you kept it.
Yeah. Just all this.
This Facebook is so funny, you know, but it's, you know, I mean, I don't understand. Some people like really give you like bullshit postings that really mean nothing, you know, and it just pollutes the stream. That's my complaint.
Well, like, give me some.
If you
me
don't
example.
Have something good to say, don't say it.
Well, that's
you know?
Why I haven't been on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want me to write on, tell everybody I'm on my period right now? I'm feeling a little bloats.
You can't, but I'm sure you've got a lot of things to say to people, not just that.
No, that's true, but I'm just telling you, you know. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I know I need to feed some cats. I can write that on. I got some hungry cats.
Yeah.
Got to go feed some pussies. but no, I can't. She's, my friend has called a few times. I haven't been able to pick up her call because I've been busy. And she's like, how's it going? I'm like, your cats are fine.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's not listening. I love you, Christy, if you are. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Cats are in good shape.
When is she coming back?
Like, I think tonight or today. That's why I got to get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
And I'm cleaning up, like, litter,
mm-hmm.
the cat litter.
Yeah.
So I didn't even, like, you're supposed to spatula out all the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hell no, I just took the whole.
I'm not doing that, yeah.
I took the whole bag and just threw it away.
How disgusting.
I'm not going to go through and fish it out.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. You have a cat, you have fucking shit in your house. And it smells, too, you know?
Well, actually, she's, believe it or not, I mean, she's a good cat owner, because I go there and I never smell anything.
Really?
It doesn't smell like cats. It doesn't smell musty. And I don't smell cat crap.
Really?
I think she's just really clean. She's a very OCD clean person. Mm. But no, me, I wouldn't have cats. It's too much upkeep.
Yeah.
They're self-sufficient, but no. I mean, if they can't go outside and shit, even in L.A., like, I want a dog, but I don't want to pick up after its crap.
Right.
I just think that's, like, it's unnatural.
That's my main complaint there, you know?
They should get to go run out in fields and the crap somewhere I never have to know about.
Yeah.
Or walk in.
You wonder who the master is in the relationship when you're the one who's picking up his shit, you know?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You don't need that.
Serve my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine dogs give you a lot of joy that it sort of makes up for picking up their shit. But yeah, I just couldn't do it. I would fucking throw up every day.
I like a big fluff bag of a dog that's got a big floppy tongue. And
really?
Likes to jump and bark and play and wrestle and snuggle and go on hikes.
Really? So you like big dogs?
I like big dogs. I like dogs that can handle some life.
Wow.
I don't like a shaky little nervous one that doesn't have enough body fat to keep itself warm.
Yeah. Well, I like some big ones, but I don't like them really hairy, you know, and
I like them fluffy.
Shaggy. Do you like them fluffy?
I love a big fluff bag. Big fluffy, fluffy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big golden retriever.
Yeah.
Aren't those cute?
Yeah, those are cool, yeah.
Call it like Banjo.
Yeah.
Or Goose.
But I happen to like small ones, too. I like Chihuahuas.
Yeah, really?
You know, they're clean. They don't leave a mess.
They just look like
they're like toys.
So needy.
No, they're not needy.
I'm a little dog.
They just get overly loud to make up for their size, I think. So they bark at everybody.
I can't handle a chihuahua.
But they're fun. They're fun. You can take them anywhere, and many of them are cute.
I don't like chihuahuas.
No, not into that.
No, they just look like moles or something. They look like little rodents.
All right, you don't have to get one.
I don't want one, Sam.
Yeah.
I want a chihuahua.
So did your brother tell you anything about us calling him the other day?
No, we don't really talk. We're not close or anything. He's real, like, I even called him because I needed my other brother's number because I lost it. And he's like, here, I'll text it to you. Never did. He's crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's nuts. Like, I thought about going back because I'm going to be working during the Christmas holiday, so I can't go home. And I thought, well, I could go home in the new year and see everybody because I can have the new year's time off.
Right.
And I was like,
Not looking forward to it, huh?
I don't know.
Nothing exciting about that?
I mean, there's definitely people I want to see, but I don't know. I'm always so just let down.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like, why didn't I go home?
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could bring, like, selective people out here.
Right.
You know?
But it's kind of disappointing for you when you go back there.
Well, I'm glad to see, like, my aunt. I love her to death. I miss her so much. I want to see her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see my brothers, you know, say hi to some family. But I don't really want to stay in Texas, like Houston that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Texas, but I mean, I was there like, you know, past, was it June, August, and September?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, boom, boom, boom. I was there a lot.
Right.
And it feels like when you're in a place that you've got a lot going on and you're constantly busy and you leave for a little bit, you feel like there's a lot going on here you're missing out on.
That's true, yeah.
I'm like, crap.
So did you feel you missed out on something?
Well, I mean, I had things to do there at the time when I went, so it wasn't really like
really?
You're visiting people and then, you know, it's 20 questions and why are your skirts too short, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you wear so much cleavage?
Mm. I'm trying to figure out where to go. I want to take my wife. Her birthday's coming up. So
when
we
is
figured,
it?
December.
When?
So December 8th.
Better remember.
So, no, I remember.
You're going to take us somewhere sweet?
Well, yeah, I'm planning something big, you know? So I don't know what...
Yeah, she's a good woman. I mean, let me think.
Hawaii would be cool. I love Hawaii.
Oh, that's awesome. You know? Yeah, Hawaii.
I just don't know that we can get away for too long, you know, because we got to be here with the station.
There's got to be a way you can line. You want to teach me some stuff?
I don't want to leave Ronan to work here, you know.
Teach me some things. I could push buttons.
12-hour days every day.
I mean, how hard is this?
It's very hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a capable girl. You want to teach
me
some stuff?
I'm sure you are.
Look, I need to make extra cash anyway. I'll charge you.
I'm sure you would.
I mean, what do I do? Like, I push buttons up and back, forward.
Sure, yeah.
I could do it.
That simple.
I could do it. I'll help you out. Go.
If it was that simple, I'd take you up on it. But it's not.
Well, what does Ronan have, like, it's a degree in computers?
Well, no, but he spent a lot of time learning this and doing it. You know, I'm trying to help him out. I'm not just going to leave for a few days and leave you in charge alone, you know. It's just not going to happen.
You won't leave me in charge. We'll have a lot of office parties.
Yeah.
Oh, are we having a Christmas party?
Yeah, I'm actually planning one.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to announce it the other maybe
Sunday nights
tomorrow.
Are good.
I'm thinking like a Saturday morning or Saturday around noon or so, you know. So we have kind of a brunch thing, you know.
Brunch?
Yeah.
What about
Why
alcohol?
Not? Like bagels and... You don't need alcohol. I'll have some champagne here for you, mimosas or something.
But I thought we were going to have like
you
a party.
You don't need fucking alcohol.
Look at that. He's
well,
talking
to
me like
I'm trying to ask you. What do you think, you know? But I'm
well,
telling you...
it's not a big deal. I mean, I'll go with whatever, but I was thinking like a Christmas party... You know, twinkle lights, and I was thinking like at night.
That's exactly what we're going to have.
And the daytime, it's not, twinkle lights don't show up.
They show up just fine. Relax.
You need dark, and then you need like,
you don't need dark.
Whatever.
You know.
Strobe lights.
I mean, I don't want to make like a really big deal out of it, you know, because it's a lot of preparation and shit. We don't really have the time. I mean, when we did my birthday in May, that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of work. It's not like we catered out.
Why don't you do this? Do like a potluck where everybody brings something.
Nah, we don't need to do that.
I love doing potlucks.
I mean, we've done few like brunches like that, and people love it, you know, because we have really good bagels and egg salad and all that kind of stuff, you know. Believe me, it would be cool.
Who eats egg salad for breakfast?
Not breakfast. It's going to be around noon or one-ish, you know, not early in the morning. Yeah.
Well, I'll come. I'm going to come anyway with some Tupperware.
Yeah. You're going to be here, right?
Duh. I just need to know when it is.
Okay, so stop criticizing the time and date.
Either way, I'm just putting it in. You know me, I like to do my party on, so that's okay. I'll get some mimosas in.
We'll throw one just for you. Yeah, Bloody Marys or something.
Your buddy Jeff, he's having another party, huh?
Yeah, he's having parties all the time.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, just this past month, he's had like 4 or 5 parties.
Well, you know what? He's got a nice house, and that's the thing. If you got a house, you better use it.
That's true.
He sure as hell does.
Yeah.
I actually had fun at his party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some weirdos there, but
too bad you got there after I left. But at least you were there with a couple of friends, so it wasn't.
Oh no, we had a great time. Met a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when I left, there weren't that many cool people left anymore. But it's different when you're there alone and when you're there with a few people. You know,
yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah, I had a crazy costume on and stuff, too, so it helped.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, maybe you should have showed up, like, wearing a tutu or something.
Yeah, well, I didn't feel like dressing up as anything.
I know. It's part of the problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Well, yeah.
It's definitely not a problem. I'm telling you, Halloween is for kids. It's not for adults.
Whatever. Bah humbug to you, man.
Yeah.
You need to get with it. You need to get your crazy out.
I mean, these people looked ridiculous.
No, they didn't.
Costumes.
It was Halloween, Sam.
So? They looked ridiculous.
You're such a like a...
I mean, these guys dressed astronauts and shit. I mean, what the fuck?
It's not like they're just walking around on a Tuesday dressed that way. It's Halloween.
I know.
Gosh, you got to have way too much pride to be like judgmental of people doing that.
I
got a show tonight.
Yeah.
Comedy show, free show, the Pally House, West Hollywood. I got to blow my nose. Here we go. Ready?
Okay, here we go. We're going to turn this down so we don't have to hear any of this gross garbage happening. I think it's a good thing to do before you come into the studio. But
it's leaking.
Oh, it's leaking? Mm.
I can't time synchronize when my nose is going to run. Just like you tell me I have to go to the bathroom by 8:30 or something. I'm like, I can't tell you when my coffee is going to kick in. Like, right now, I could go again, but I'm holding it.
I told you, have coffee at home so you can go before.
Dude,
you
I did. I started this cup at home.
Really?
Yeah.
And didn't get any motion there?
I got it right before I came on the show. I will never meet a man
what
if they listen
I gonna
to the
do?
Show. If I ever have a potential guy I'm interested in and he listens to this, it's just never, it's not going to happen.
I know, between the shitting and the blowing your nose.
I mean, I'm human and I just think it's funny. I forget that I'm
Absolutely,
supposed to be
some
wilting flower.
But you're an entertainer. You can't do it in the middle of the act.
I know. Funny. I bet people are laughing at home.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully there's one laugh at home.
Well, I'm laughing here.
I know. Hopefully. We'll see. Yeah. So anyway, I'm taking applications for dates.
Oh.
I am.
Okay. So you're out there.
I am.
On the market.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I think it'd be fun right now. I think I've got a couple weeks where I'm not doing anything. So.
Yeah. Well, guys. There's your
chance.
Let
the bidding begin. You can have all this. Snotty nose.
Just make sure you can afford to take her out to dinner a couple times.
My gosh.
Because she ain't paying.
Not on the first date, man.
Not on the second or third either. Hell you no. want a guy to treat you. I can see where you're
come
coming
on.
From.
I'm not a user. Like, I'll,
but to judge people like that is kind of like weird, you know?
Dude, there was one guy who, like, the second date, he said, and he was really cool, but I was like, man, you're not ready to be with a woman. He said, yeah, so I was thinking we can go ride bikes in Venice Beach, and we can both take the metro. It's only $2 each. And then the bike rentals are only like $5.
Wow.
He's telling me that. Like,
where'd you meet these guys?
He's telling me this, like, you know, get ready to save your money because this is how much your half's going to cost.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I have a car and stuff. I'm like, what? And then I'm thinking, what? I mean, he was a really nice dude, but, you know, mm-mm.
Yeah?
Mm-mm. Not interested.
No, not your type.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. should we put you on a dating site or something?
Maybe.
You want to try that?
Then we could try it again.
Yeah. Do they have any trial period?
Can the radio pay for it? Let's get back.
Don't they have like a trial period where we could try it?
I think they're taking that shit away. I don't know. I need to look into it. Sometimes you look on those things.
So I'm stuck having to pay for it now. To get you a fucking day. Not gonna happen, man. But maybe we should. I mean, to find you someone, you know.
I mean, it's more like let's make it fun because at this point my life is so freaking public. I mean, it's not like, you know, star people public, but it's still more public than your average person. It's like you start not hiding anything.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. You start kind of getting to where everything you look at is, oh, this could be funny on the radio. Or
right,
this could be
exactly.
Fun, or this is funny.
And who cares, you know? I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's I kind of get to where I'm like, eh, whatever, it's all funny to me, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, normal people don't do this. Like, normal people don't announce to people, hey, we're going to start auctioning myself with bids begin. And turn on the mic after blow my nose. And, hey, what internet dating site should I be on? And we'll plug it.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Match.com sucked for me.
Really?
Yeah. And but if you want a nice Jewish guy, then JDate is the place to go.
I can't date a Jewish guy. I could date a Jew. I can't marry a Jewish dude.
No, that's true, though, huh?
I mean, he would want to marry a Christian. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I've been approached by Jewish guys, too.
Yeah.
One dude wearing a freaking yarmulke.
Really?
Straight up yarmulke.
He loves the blonde hair, blue eyes.
I looked at him straight in the face. I said, dude, you know I'm not Jewish.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, that's okay. I'm like, no. You mean, I said, who are you going to marry?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I said, who are you going to marry? You're going to marry a woman with a wig that's going to wear a long skirt. She's not going to work, and she's going to drive a minivan. He goes, how do you know all that? I'm like, because...
that's the stereotype.
Well, it's not the stereotype because he was like Orthodox. He wasn't Orthodox.
Right.
He was more like the, you know...
But they are like that.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of... He goes, yeah, but I'm not ready to get married now. I said, oh, so I'm the girl you want to like...
Yeah,
not gonna
stoop.
Happen. Bye. Peace.
He uses his language.
What do they call it?
Stoop.
What does that mean?
Stoop is to, you know, to give it to her.
Stoop.
Stoop.
Is that
in Yiddish? Yeah.
What is that?
It means to. Okay.
Break it down for
never mind.
People.
Well, schmooze is to.
Stoop.
I mean, no. To schmooze is to talk to. Shoot the breeze and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But to stoop is to actually screw someone.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Now you know.
Now I know Yiddish for screw. You guys got that? Your Yiddish.
Everybody knows that.
I didn't know it.
No?
No.
You don't hang out. Yeah, you don't hang around Jewish people that much.
Depends. I mean, they're everywhere.
That's true, especially
you guys
in this
everywhere.
Town.
You guys are everywhere. No, I mean, when I worked at a law
you,
firm,
these
all
damn Jews, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. No, yeah. I like Jewish people. They've got a different flavor.
There's not that many of us either.
Apparently not, but in L.A. there's tons of people.
Yeah, there are a lot here, you know. But, I mean, totally in the United States, we're like less than 5% or something, you know. It's not a lot of people.
No, you're right.
You know?
No, they're sexy. There's a lot of, and I think Israeli men are sexy. Those guys are hot.
Yeah, they are.
That, you know,
my daughter thought so, and...
Yeah, I can see why. There's
a lot of
like
women tell me that.
Yeah, real earthy vibe.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, B.O. is something to think about, though.
Yeah. B.O.?
Yeah.
Why? Do you think they're full of B.O.?
No, I'm just saying, like, I find that some people fresh off the boat from someplace have a little B.O.
Really?
Not everybody. Of course, I'm generalizing, but...
Yeah, you are generalizing.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
It's okay. You judge me right back. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
No, but I've met, you know, like, in my old apartment building, I met a few guys from Israel and stuff that were, you know...
Oh, really?
Full... That were just here, you know, just moved here. And,
but you got to remember, they're not representative of Israelis, you know. I mean, that's just one generation and, you know, one type of people. In fact, we happen to think that a lot of the Israelis here are not really people we would hang out with if we were in Israel.
Why?
Because, you know, there are different backgrounds, different attitudes, different...
You think you're better than them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Say it like you mean.
Not all of them, you know.
But
not
just
all
some of them, you're
but
better.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
You're just better than some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, why not?
No, I don't.
You got to know where you stand on the totem pole.
Do you really
pole,
think people
you know?
Are better than people? No, you don't.
Better than people? Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
I
in
do.
What sense? What do you mean?
No, I don't mean better people. I just mean that they're not, you know, they don't have the same philosophies or a lifestyle or anything that I do.
But,
you know?
But I mean, I
don't. So
I mean,
hang out with him.
Well, no, that's just saying you're different.
Right.
But I'm saying
different,
you,
so not
okay,
better. Okay.
Not better. Okay. Because I'm like, yeah. Really? I mean, I'm not saying I'm the most most PC or non-judgmental person. I think by human nature we have unconscious bias where we. You know, we gravitate towards what we know or what's familiar, and we tend to feel, you know, safer that way. But, you know, obviously, or not obviously, hopefully it's obvious that, you know, I don't think human life in one person is more valuable than human life in another.
No,
know?
I mean, but you're getting too deep into it. That's not
no,
what
I just
mean.
Asked you, and you didn't
That's
answer right away.
What
so
I mean.
I was, okay, I was just clarifying. Just clarifying.
Yeah.
Okay. We think everyone's created equal.
Yeah. Except I still think I'm better than most, but,
really?
You know, that's natural, don't you think?
No.
I mean, you feel that way, too.
No, I don't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Like, you wouldn't be a background singer. You got to be a front.
No, that's not about... I think what you mean is like, oh, I have confidence. There's certain things I know I'm skilled at. There's certain things I'm not. There's certain areas where I do feel, you know, my talent level's higher, but that doesn't mean my value as a human is better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that. That's
right.
What I meant more on a deeper level, but no.
No, I mean, obviously, value as a human being...
Like, the restaurant I work at, some people come in and they... are very entitled and they, you know, they are so unpleasable and I think they truly think they're better than other people. And to me, I kind of look at, it doesn't matter if you're bussing a table or you're sitting at the table. You know what I mean? I think
right.
you're both human. Like God made both of you. You're both valuable.
Yeah. It's just a question of how much money you have, you know?
Well, they're different, but it's like, I mean, some of the best people that I've seen are some of the most humble people, you know, they're so loving. They're so open and warm and hard workers and you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Maybe they're...
I mean, these are just some of the people that come to your restaurant. It's not representative of anybody, obviously.
Well, know? I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just talking about the subject of thinking you're better than anyone. I'm just... Mm-hmm. I was just using that as an example because I could,
right.
The way people treat people, you can tell how they think.
I understand, but what I'm saying is in other restaurants, it may not happen that way.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean,
maybe
I'm just...
it's because it's upscale and...
Yeah, but I... Yeah, of course,
geared
but...
toward them.
Yeah, but no, that's what I mean. Anyway, so let's let the bidding begin. Let's start looking into
okay,
what
okay,
online...
so what do people have to bid in order to win your heart?
Well, I'm saying that more as metaphorical.
Right.
You know, when you really do want to meet somebody, as anybody out there that's anybody knows, it's such a delicate... interesting balance of, you know,
right.
Invisible qualities and some physical, and it's one of those things where it's not like, it's like that everything's got to kind of, the important stuff has to match up and there has to be chemistry and all that crazy stuff. So it's
right.
Like, it's how do you quantify it? I don't know.
Okay, so what can a guy expect for his money? I mean, he
for
takes
his
you,
money? He's not
yeah,
buying
he takes
me.
You,
it's a joke.
No, that's true, but he's taking you out on a date and stuff. What can he expect in return?
Well, what you get with this with the feature package, let me tell you the options.
One dinner does not get you laid.
Let me tell
right?
you the basics. If you just want to do the introductory package, I will show up, or uh-huh. you could, yeah, I'll show up, and I will sit there and smile frequently,
mm-hmm.
and order something.
And pretend to be interested.
I'll order something moderately inexpensive, and I will ask you questions,
uh-huh.
and then you will pay for the bill. And then we will not do anything afterwards, and I will go home alone.
How attractive.
That's the introductory.
That's got to be seductive to everyone out there.
Well, the way you said it was like it was a transaction. So
I know, because
I was
going to
go through
funny.
Like the different pricing packages we have available.
Right, yeah.
But no, it doesn't work that way. I mean, it's like, it's so, like, what if you go out with somebody and you hit it off and you want to talk all night? Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean? You've had,
absolutely. So, but you never know in the beginning.
You never know. Or yeah. There's times where you sit down and you're like, man, this person is... Like, have you ever met people that you really want to be attracted to, but you can't? Have you ever met people or gone out with people you're like, they're so nice, they're so this, they're so that, but for some reason the chemistry's not there. And they're good looking.
Why would you want to be attracted to them if you're not?
No, like, let's say they're good on paper, they're good looking. Mm. Like, there's been a couple guys where I'm like, man, this is such a great guy, but for whatever reason, I just don't have those kind of feelings. But everything lines up, you know what I mean? Mm. So there's that kind of invisible chemistry thing where you can't really quantify it. It's so, you know, like, I've been attracted to some of the oddest people. Like, you know, one of the guys I've been the most attracted to is a 48-year-old man that, you know, you meet him, you're like, really, Kara? And then you get talking to him, you're like, oh, I totally see it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, so what are the things that are important to you? Are looks important?
They're moderately important.
Moderately. So that's not the top of your list.
No, that's more like middle. That's middle. Okay. I mean, I definitely have a type, physical type, but... Right. You know, and I prefer that, but, you know, it's not like the most important thing. Honestly, the most important thing is spirituality. Does that person really have a spirituality with God? Do they believe in Jesus? That's, like, huge for me.
Really?
It is. I mean, you know, I air out.
So you're limiting yourself quite a bit that way.
Well, just like a lot of people that are of faith do. I mean, you do discriminate because it's something that you want to share. So, like, a lot of Jewish people, you know, that are devout Jews, they want to share that with somebody and they want to have that life. And it's the same concept.
So for you it's important because it does dictate the values that they have and their behavior.
And it's a part of I've dated guys that aren't believers. I've dated men that are, you know, they've got their own thing going on and great people, but at the end of the day there's a side of me that I can't share with them. And we really don't you know what I mean? And if you really want to get married to somebody, hopefully, you know, you can have that same foundation to where you guys can converse and share and, you know, commune over those things.
Right.
And it's like when you're with a partner and that's the deepest part of you and you can't connect on that, it's like it's lonely.
Right.
When you're, not lonely, but it's like a side of you don't get to share.
Well, that we understand, you know, okay. But I mean, can the guy, is he going to have to wait until wedding night to have sex with you, or
the answer I'm supposed to give you is yes.
But the guy has to know.
I know. I'm like, here's the thing, guys. I am like, it's so hard for me to not want to have sex. I'm like, so want it all the time. But the thing is the real answer is you have to wait. Things may happen. I'm not, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
No pun intended, but it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, if you've been with someone for a couple of years, why wouldn't you?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's natural to want to have it.
But would you do it? Not just to want
it. I have. But, I mean, I always say I'm going to try again next time.
Right. It's not going to work.
I've gone years.
I mean, you've got to sample someone before you commit.
We've had this conversation. Here's what I'm going to say. I totally understand where you're coming from.
I know what you're going to say, that you work it out.
Well, I also think, too, you can get close to someone and, you know, maybe not, you know, go all the way there or just even be with them. And, you know, I've had guys tell me, like one guy told me, he goes, I have this exciting feeling with you. And it was like a sexual, kind of a sexual excitement, but it was never actualized between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And he said it was just the most intense thing he ever felt.
Right.
And even though it never came to fruition, it's like, he was so happy to even experience that kind of excitement because he's been with a lot of ladies and he's never had that kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I would have blown his mind or anything physically. I'm just saying there's so much surrounding sexuality that I think a guy knows when, and I think a girl knows too, when, oh my gosh, this is good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's something here that's really, really intense and good. And you can kind of let it grow and build and then, you know, or you can just like devour each other and then have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, you have to wonder, you know, to wonder why you hope you won't have sex before you get married. I mean, you have to examine that and ask yourself why. Because if you're in a committed relationship and you've been together for a while, you know, if I'm the guy, I would never get it. I would never understand why.
No, I mean, for me, it's a God-centered thing. So, like, if somebody doesn't have the same faith or the same understanding of the faith that I do, we don't share that, then it's not going to make sense. It's going to seem... Like, the concept that you would restrain anything you want for something bigger is a foreign concept. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds ridiculous. Like, you feel it. It feels good. It doesn't hurt anybody. Why not do it? Like,
but why do you think God doesn't want you to have sex before that?
I just think God's best way for sex is in a marriage. I think it's really a physical representation of something much more intimate spiritually and deeper in commitment between a man and a woman. I really do believe that, you know?
Yeah, well...
I mean, I know, but you can't just single me out. There's, like, tons of faiths that agree with that. You know, your faith of that you don't... That, you know, people in your religion, they think the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm not religious.
Oh, I know, but so, it's I believe
for
ultimately.
That reason, because I think these are things that people are making up, and you just sort of like subscribe.
But
to
why
them.
Would you just make it up? I mean, you're asking yourself to forego a kind of gratification for something longer, mm-hmm. long term. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of sacrifice. Like, why in the world would anybody want to just do that?
Because in today's world, it's different, you know? I mean, society is different.
No, I'm saying, like, why would somebody just make it up just to put restrictions on themselves? It doesn't, I mean, it's not fun.
Because they're God-fearing. That's why.
Yeah, but I'm saying
it's going to be struck down or something.
It's not like, I don't think God's going to hate me, though. I mean, I don't think God hates me if I mess up. I just think that it's not the real... I don't think it's his design. I think God made sex. I think he invented the orgasm. I think he invented bodies. And I think that ultimately, you know, sex is for something that's really deep and connected and committed and not just something I feel in the moment. And then 3 months later, I don't feel anymore with that person. I think it's made for something long term, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
well,
that's
we respect
huge.
Your opinion.
Yeah, those are the big things. But at the same time, I'm a red-blooded woman.
Yes.
And
you
is
have
very
your
difficult.
Needs.
It's very difficult. That's why, like, if I do meet a guy and I'm like, okay, he's like, if he's the one or something, I really don't want to. I don't want to hold.
No, I think you're just saying that. I don't think it's going to happen. I
mean, I've done. I've gone years out. Without doing it. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be on the lookout for you, Kira. And everybody who wants to apply, please just email Kira, and she will consider.
Accepting applications. Anyway.
Okay, but you're out there, and you're ready for marriage too, right?
Oh, gosh.
With the right person.
Yeah, I think. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you said that. I don't even know how to respond to that. Even though I say I'm marriage-minded, I'm like, if I really had to get married, oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we got a phone call coming, but we've got to wrap up.
I'll just
so
take the call.
Please
Maybe it's
call.
My future.
We don't have time. There's another show coming up after
okay,
us.
Okay, tomorrow, call in.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, Kira. Thank you, and we'll see you all
thank
tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.